USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, a Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News his schools have been open since August without any repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for many states as winter storms stretch through the U.S. States of emergency have been declared in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
As winter storms continue to hinder a large portion of America, USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott focuses in on the Great Northwest.
Much of Oregon has been hit with snow, freezing rain, and damaging winds. Trees, power lines, and utility poles are down all over the place. As many as 270,000 people have been without power, and we're not out of the woods yet.
We are expecting significant icing with additional ice accumulations of up to one-third to two-thirds of an inch, with the heaviest accumulation expected near the Columbia River Gorge.
David Bishop at the National Weather Service in Portland says the area is now under an ice storm warning. 45 miles of Interstate 84, a major corridor through the state, was closed through the Columbia River Gorge for more than a day. The storm has also caused public transit to be suspended. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Trump declared victory on Saturday after the Senate voted to acquit him from impeachment for a second time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As new COVID-19 infections continue to drop, health officials remind us people are still dying as the disease lingers. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
For the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with the positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus should still be taken. Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency physician at Brown University, and she tells CNN that deaths from the virus remain high, but could fall along with cases if more vaccinations can be administered.
But the thing is, our hospitals are still full of people that were diagnosed over the last 2 months. And as we know, COVID very rarely kills immediately. It lingers, and those deaths continue to occur. So we're going to keep seeing deaths for weeks yet. When will we start to see deaths fall? Probably a month from now, but that's if all goes well. If we can keep those new variants at bay, and of course if we can get vaccinations into arms quick enough to keep the number of new infections low.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
WHO scientists say they have traced 13 COVID-19 strains to Wuhan, China. Under the backdrop of the Parkland school shooting 3 years ago, President Biden called on Congress to pass stricter gun laws, including banning assault weapons. In a statement from the White House, Biden on Sunday asked Congress to pass laws requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.